Welcome to the Dr. Wendy Rhodes Show. This podcast is designed for those who want to heal from the emotional and mental traumas sustained from childhood to adulthood. I am an overcomer of domestic violence, sexual assault, and rape as a teenager. It took a while for me to realize that I am not my trauma. I take my 20 plus years of experience in healthcare, along with my spiritual healing, to assist women healing, overcoming, and living in exile. They learn self-love redefined that is beautifully integrated with love, so that they too will know that they are not their trauma. Healing is definitely your portion. I am your host, Dr. Wendy Rhodes. Thank you for tuning in to You Are Not Your Trauma with Dr. Wendy Rhodes. Listen to this podcast, share it with someone that it can be beneficial to, and hit the notification bell so then that way you won't miss an episode. Today's episode is No More Being Shame-Faced. A lot of people don't understand what it means to be shame-faced, and a lot of us do. But to be shame-faced is feeling or expressing shame or embarrassment. And the reason why I want to talk about being shame-faced is because in my prior relationship of domestic violence, sexual assault, being used and abused by people, whether it was financially, sexually, or whatever, I was used, but I was shame-faced because other people could see the things that certain people were doing. Like, okay, for instance, when I was financially abused or just being sexually used by someone, people could see that this particular person was no good for me, but I couldn't see it because I was using that person as an out for a relationship. And that's what I use them for. It's like, you know, the best way to get over one person is under another or whatever, that whole little concept. I'm not that person anymore. So that's my disclaimer. That was way before I got married. Way, 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 like years and years and years ago. But that was my disclaimer. So people judge you. Being judged by people who have looked in the mirror but can't see their own flaws. Now, how can the pot call the kettle black? Well, guess what? They do. They do a lot of times. Have you noticed who they are and how much nerve they have on judging you? People do have a lot of nerve. Don't be shame-faced because of things that happened in your life. Those are life lessons that we have to learn. We learn what's good for us, what's not good for us. What is causing us to grow? What's making us even want to go to the next level or even to see what it is that God has planned for us? Some of the situations that we've had to encounter are made just to build us up, to get us to the next level. Like me, for instance, my domestic violence and sexual assault allowed me to become an advocate for women. I see what they've gone through. I don't want to see anybody else go through that. And if I'm able to advocate and help them to learn about who they are and what their worth is, then so be it. If that stuff had to happen to me in order to get my mind focused on how strong I am or what I have in me that I can help somebody else, then so be it. I had to go through it for a reason. So don't allow your shame and guilt to keep you from your destiny. Don't allow that. Shame and guilt can keep you from your destiny. Shame and guilt and being shame-faced can keep you from growing. It can keep you in a stagnant place. Nobody wants to deal with stagnation and fear just because you think that people could see what has happened to you on the outside. Some people don't know what happened to you unless you say something about it. But sometimes our healing comes from us being able to talk about certain things and even confessing with our mouth, just saying, yeah, this happened to me. And yeah, I end up getting involved with somebody that I had absolutely no business getting involved with and growing from that. And sometimes you could see other people that's dealing with the same thing, but then now you know not to judge them because you don't know what reason they're with that person. And sometimes, and I've said this before, some people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Don't allow reason and season people to try to become lifetime people, or don't hold on to them and have a kung fu grip on these people. When it's time for them to go, it's time for them to go. It's like mission accomplished. Whatever they were set out to do in your life, whatever lessons you were supposed to learn through that person, learn them and move on. Sometimes we have this bad habit of wanting to save people. Oh, he don't have nowhere to go. Oh, his family has nothing to do with him. Or I feel bad for him. Well, guess what? He gonna have to stand on his own two feet and do what he got to do for him, because all he's doing is dragging you down. And when you see that happening and you see that they're trying to use and abuse you and they still out there doing whatever they want to do, it's time to let go. And it's okay to let go. Just understand that it's okay to let go. And it's okay to look at yourself in the mirror and say, yes, I made a mistake, but I've learned from this and I'm growing from this. And I'm destined for greatness, and I am enough. And so these are the things that we have to continue to say to ourselves, so then that way we learn and we grow from what has happened in our lives. We are enough. We are beautiful. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. And you, most of all, are not your traumas. You are not who they say that you are. You are not that relationship. You are not. You are more than a conqueror. Take these lessons, learn them, grow from them, and keep pushing. And don't look back like Lot's wife did. Lot's wife looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. You don't want that, because there's no recovery when you continue to look back. That's why your rearview mirror is there. The rearview mirror is there as a reminder that there is something back there that I could run over. But let me make sure that I'm cautious not to hit that, so then I can keep on pushing forward. So don't keep looking back. Keep looking forward. And continue to look to the hills from which your help comes from. And your help comes from God and God alone. He's always there. He's always listening. And he's always there to guide you. So until the next time we meet, or next time when I record, I look forward to it. Until then, peace and blessings be unto you and your family, and have an abundantly blessed day. Until next time, bye-bye.